Ladies and gentlemen, do I say senator or senator-elect or senator-to-be? Man, I tell you what, you won my heart. We've never met. I plan on meeting you as soon as we can. George Rivera, Mr. Rivera, good morning. Senator Rivera, welcome to the show.
George Rivera is fine.
Hey, brother.
It's a little strange transition, I'll be honest with you. I'm still kind of sitting here trying to, I'm following up on phone calls right now so I can get with folks and that have called me and so on to offer their congratulations and so on.
Congratulations.
How are you doing, Mr. Boyle?
I like that mister stuff. I'm great. A senator and a mister, like we belong in that category, right?
Oh, there you go. Just ordinary folks. That's what
you know what, brother? That's what I like about you. And were you told to tame it down? I read this piece this morning that the head of the GOP, Ryan Call, told you to tame it down. Is that true?
I'm sorry for laughing. That,
no.
That is just so hilarious. Nobody has actually told us anything other the only person tells me is my wife, as we all know. In fact, she's the one that got me into the race, to be honest with you. And like I say, she's a Democrat, and I think that story is kind of turning into one of those urban legends down here in Pueblo. The thing is that, we pretty much ran our campaign down here as we wanted to, and we know Pueblo, and we have the, I think we have the touch or the feel of the pulse on Pueblo down here, because I've been here for my whole life, so I know what Pueblo's all about. But, the thing is, this whole campaign that we did was a secondary issue to that, the recall and the Second Amendment rights issue. And so, it was truly an uncoordinated effort, I guess, if you will, down in Pueblo. We had three entities, my campaign, we had the recall folks with Victor and Adam Head and Ernie Mascarenhas, and then, of course, we had the Republican Party, both state and local. Becky Mizell, that chairperson down here.
We really like Becky. She's been with us a ton of times. But let me read you from the Post this morning to try and get a chance of this. This is Lynn Bartles. This is in the second page of the Post this morning. The headline is Pueblo gives a, quote, different perspective. Lynn Bartles. I mean, that's where I got my information. A couple of hours before the polls closed Tuesday, the chairman of the Colorado GOP advised Republican George Rivera of Pueblo to be prepared to give a gracious concession speech. Instead, the former deputy police chief delivered a victory speech in an election that defied all odds. Is that a true story?
Yes, I that is true. Now, it wasn't because when you said about toning it down, I assumed that you meant kind of the campaign as a whole. But, to be honest with you, Chairman Call did come down and kind of threw a little cold water on our parade and so on. After the meeting and so on, I sat privately with the chairman calling, and I told him, I says, you don't know Pueblo.
I don't think they
don't know.
I don't think there's a lot of stuff they don't know. Yeah.
Well, you don't know you've not been here when we've been doing our campaigning
but
and you've seen the support that we've gotten from the folks. And I says, I believe you're wrong, and I believe that the numbers will come out and you guys will be very surprised.
Well, he says, I'm not the elite of the GOP are lost in the ozone in Colorado, but I love your line, said, I don't hang out with the VIPs. And at that point, Senator, you won my heart. But Rivera, I'm reading you again from the Post. Rivera said state GOP chairman Ryan Call met him at 5:30 p.m. to say the party's numbers showed that Heron was going to survive. They didn't even believe this. This is the GOP. And then Call tells the Post the results, meaning your win and the other wins, certainly surprised me. Hey, dude, you are the Republican state chairman. Why come out and say, first of all, why say stuff like this? It also shows you had no clue to what was going on.
Well, here's the way I look at it. There are models, and there are statewide models, there are national models, and there are this and there are that. But, so different. It's a working class town. It's a blue collar town. And, You know, they just, to tell you the truth, I think they just don't understand Stan Pueblo and the values that we have, and just the people.
I don't think the Republican Party gets it at all. I don't think they have a clue. And I think I can make that case by showing the people they run for office. And this is what makes you such a special man or such a special winner. But in the world that I operate in or live in or believe that I live in, it's the guys like you that are going to take the state back from these crazy progressives.
Well, you know, again, thank you for the compliment.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth.
And the thing is, we're just regular folks down here,
yeah.
And that care about our Constitution and our rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that just kind of went over everybody's head. And you know, with all due respect to Senator Giron,
mm-hmm.
You know, 3 years in the legislature is hard work. I know it is, and I commend her for that. But I don't believe she has the feel of the people.
No.
She just didn't. So the election showed that.
And the arrogance of them not taking people's phone calls, returning email, not holding open meetings. I mean, look, and again, yesterday, I'm looking at some numbers yesterday afternoon, where these districts where you guys won overwhelmingly voted for Barack Obama. I mean, they were not Romney districts that you guys won in, which tells you that this guy Call doesn't have a clue to what's going on. I'm serious. I mean, they have to revamp the Republican Party to try and understand how, if they can ever win again. Because
one thing I can say about Chairman Call was that he, when we first met with him, it was 4 or 5 months ago, we discussed issues and so on, and I pointed out to him how important this race could be for the Republican Party. The fact that we had actually an opportunity to crack the door and get, as you say, the camel's nose under the edge of the tent.
You got the camel.
And
Charles de Gaulle said that. Camel's head in the tent, camel's in the tent.
And there you go.
Absolutely.
And so, after talking to him and so on, I mean, he said, well, you know, you understand Pueblo, so we're not going to come down there and really, really kind of, we don't intend to come down and tell you what to do.
Good.
We intend to help you and assist you whenever we can, in what ways we can and in what ways you ask us for. But we're not going to tell you what to do because you know Pueblo. And he did that.
Did the Republican Party ever give any dough down there to any of these folks seeking the recall or people like yourself? Did you ever get a Republican check?
No, not as a check
right.
as such.
That's right. It tells you who I think the guy he was going to play golf that morning or something. I don't know. I'm serious. It's a heart attack. I don't care about these guys, Senator. I really don't. I mean, the truth speaks for itself. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, I understand what you're saying. I think maybe you're a little hard on Chairman Call, and that's being honest. I'm not just trying to be gracious or anything like that. I've met with Chairman Call, and I find him to be a likable person up to this point. And up to this point, I do have to say that he's a man of what his word and stood by what he said and so on. And again, and like I told him, though, I said, Chairman Call, I understand. You pretty much have the whole state to worry about. You have to have that global perspective of all the races and so on. And the thing is, let's put it this way. Chairman Call has probably about the same really understanding of Pueblo politics as I have understanding of Denver politics.
But you know what? That's not your job, but it is his job. I know you're letting guys off the hook here, and this shows you the good man that you are. But you know what? You can't let these jokers off the hook. I'm serious. Well, I mean, it's watching Hickenlooper. Here's a question for you, and I don't know, Senator, one way or the other. We have a poll up. If Hickenlooper was on that ballot, would he have been recalled?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
That's a great question, yeah.
I can say this, and I truly believe this, is that Chairman Call, I believe he's he learns from what has happened, and I think he got a real, real good eye open here in Pueblo, and hopefully this will get him to kind of take a different look come in 2014, that, you know, Pueblo is truly different.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
Has to be handled differently, and I think they're going to work pretty doggone hard to keep this seat down
here. Well, I tell you what, and I'll give you the final comment, we'll get you back on the show next week, because I just love what you did and respect your everything about you, but it's interesting to me is here is this was the model for how to defeat the progressives. They never came near it. They never helped it with money. In fact, early on, they wanted nothing to do with you guys. They were inside. They're really on the side of the Democrats or the progressives. And suddenly this happens, and they're confronted with the fact that there are people here in the state of Colorado, although a couple of plumbers and a former cop and everything else, that can beat these jokers and beat them with no money at all. And that just shocks the Calls and others of the world. It's the truth. I mean, you think Hickenlooper and Bloomberg were shocked. I think the biggest shock came to the Republican Party stalwarts of Colorado. Seriously. I mean, I think guys like you and Becky, and you've got a list of people, Jennifer and Anthony Garcia, and, you know, these terrific people that we've met, they're the ones that shocked the Republican Party. Bloomberg and these guys, their arrogance got them nailed, but... So what happens next for you and your wife?
Well, that's a good question. We're somehow hoping to sneak in a little time out, maybe take a couple of days and just kind of relax a bit and stuff. But that'll come as we go along here, and we're working in. But Peter, you hit it right on the head. I think I know that Pueblo shocked the whole political establishment throughout the United States.
Guaranteed.
And this was, and I call this Chicago-style politics, from the outset. But I was confident in Victor Head and everybody else was, Becky Mizell as well. Mm-hmm. We were all confident that money was not going to buy this election here in Pueblo, and the people came through.
God bless you, Senator. I'll talk to you ASAP. We'll get you on next week, and thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's great stuff.